So this is chapter 6 from the book Architecture of Agency, written by Shashank Mohan Jain. It's called The Brain's Forward Simulation, How Agents Learn to Look Ahead. Think about when you plan a vacation. You don't just buy a ticket blindly. You imagine the destination, check the weather, picture where you'll stay, and see how each choice affects the others. That ability to run mental simulations before acting is one of the brain's most extraordinary powers.
So planning isn't just about reacting to the moment. It's about imagining futures that haven't happened yet.
Exactly. The prefrontal cortex helps us juggle goals, break them into steps, and still move toward them even when surprises come up. For agents, the same principle applies. To go beyond quick replies, they must learn to simulate tomorrow before it arrives, turning vague requests into structured paths and adapting as things change.
That sounds like our brains are constantly projecting what-if scenarios.
Right. Neuroscience shows this clearly. The prefrontal cortex holds goals in mind, the hippocampus replays past experiences to stitch into possible futures, and the anterior cingulate cortex warns us when a path might fail. This isn't just abstract thought, it's survival. A predator imagines different hunting paths. A child stacking blocks foresees collapse. Every foresight is a mini simulation of the future.
And agents need the same kind of structure?
Yes. Take an example. Organize a 3-day team offsite within budget, including travel, lodging, and activities. If the agent only reacts step by step, it stumbles when, say, the hotel is booked. But with forward simulation, it maps the current state, envisions the goal, breaks it down into steps, runs what-if checks, like what if flights are too costly, and then adjusts while still aiming at the final goal.
That's exactly how humans plan under uncertainty.
Absolutely. And you see it in many real-world scenarios. An onboarding agent plans account setup, training, and paperwork in sequence, like organizing errands so you don't double back across town. A robot navigation system simulates paths and adjusts for obstacles, like recalculating steps in a crowd. A research agent designs a plan, gathers sources, summarizes, finds gaps, before starting. Even in customer support, an agent troubleshoots step by step, escalating only when earlier options fail.
So it's really like cooking a complex meal. You have to foresee the sequence. Marinate now, boil later, preheat oven early.
Exactly. Without foresight, you ruin dinner. With it, you anticipate dependencies before they become problems. That's the heart of planning, looking ahead.
And what lessons does this give for agent design?
4 lessons. First, foresight is essential. Intelligent systems don't just react, they imagine futures. Second, flexibility beats rigidity. A plan should guide, not cage. Third, context matters. Plan when the how isn't obvious. Skip it when tasks are routine. And fourth, integrate with other patterns. Planning works best with memory, tools, and reflection.
So the conclusion is that planning bridges desire and achievement?
Yes. It turns vague goals into actionable steps and equips agents to handle unpredictable twists. In the brain, foresight drives everything from navigation to invention. In agents, it transforms them from reactive responders to strategic partners. An agent that can simulate the future doesn't just follow instructions, it becomes a co-pilot, charting the path ahead.